Wake up call, 1300 WTLS 106.5 FM. And we continue on with the state champion, speller, Lindsey Zimmer. Good morning, Lindsey. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. You brought your grandmother in today. Yes. You drove her in, Kathy Rogers.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You're not driving yet, are you?
No, sir.
You're 13?
Yes, sir.
13. What grade will you be in this upcoming season?
Ninth.
Year? Next year, you will be a ninth grader. So an eighth grader headed to the ninth. Are you ahead of yourself?
No, sir.
Is that right? You're 13 going into ninth grade? I didn't realize that. I thought it was 14. You will be 14 in the summer. There's the way it works.
There you go. Yeah.
So you're a young 13-year-old eighth grader headed to the ninth grade who just won the state championship in spelling and got to go and compete in the nationals at Washington, D.C. What's it like?
It was a lot of fun being able to go to Washington, D.C. and see all the sights and stuff. Even though I didn't do that good in the spelling bee, it was still a lot of fun.
Well, you know, you did pretty good. You got both words right that they asked you, but it came down to a written portion. Tell us about that. What was the difference there? Because, I mean, you're going up against so many other students from all over the country.
Well, the computer test, it was 50 words, and they randomly picked 25 words, and you could only miss 3 of those words, and you had to get both onstage words right to be able to advance. And I didn't get enough points on the computer test.
So. Do you know how many you missed on that? Did they tell you?
I only got 14 out of 25, but some of the words were really, really easy, but then they picked out all the hard words, so.
So you got, they gave you the random toughies.
Right.
Yeah, I looked at them. They are not easy.
She's like, they, you know, picked 14 easy words. Yeah, it's probably none of them we could spell.
Yeah. I mean, when you won the state, let's go back to that. That was in March, correct?
Yes, sir.
What was the word that won it for you?
Pachinko.
Pachinko? Okay. Shane, let's spell it.
All right.
P? Yeah, I'll Pachinko. Start you off. I'm going to start you out with a P. I think it starts with a P.
P-Q-R-T-C.
You got to have a vowel in there somewhere. Pachinko. What is a pachinko and how do you spell it?
It's like a Japanese slot machine, and it's spelled...
Now, I should know that.
Yeah. I thought it was like, that was Plinko, wasn't it? I don't know, the Price is Right or something. Okay, Pachinko?
P-A-C-H-I-N-K-O.
And it's Japanese?
Yes, sir.
How much does that help you? Obviously, it's got to help a whole lot to know the origin of the word, right?
Well, not really, because I don't really study, and so I don't know origins like some of these people.
Yeah.
So.
How do you do it, then? I mean, because some of these words you probably never even heard of. I don't think pachinko's been used in my lifetime till today.
Just take my best guess.
Yeah.
Hope it's right.
You sound it out?
Pretty much.
What do you do when they ask you the question up on the stage? Because we watched the spelling bee, and you were so close to being on there. I mean, you would have been on national television there. And you were on some of that was televised, wasn't it? Like, or at least on the internet, right?
ESPN360.com.
Right. What is your method when you're up there? We've watched those people look like they're suffering up there trying to answer the words and spell them and asking for everything and covering their eyes while they're trying to imagine it. What is your method?
I pretty much spell like by syllables. I spell each syllable out. And I usually ask for the definition because if I've heard of the definition or I know what the word means, I might be able to pick out the right spelling of it. So that's pretty much how I do it.
And the words you got in the nationals that you did spell right were longitude and anodyne, right?
Yes, sir.
Right? Did you have any trouble at all with those two?
Not with longitude. With anodyne, I wasn't sure if it was D-Y-N-E or D-I-N-E, but it was a medical term, so it was D-Y.
Ah.
So.
Those are the little clues you need, Shane.
Yes, I knew that.
Where's C.C. Blaylock today? Didn't he call and say he was the spelling bee winner of 53, and he was going to come in and try to match wits and nowhere to be found? Didn't want any of this, did he?
I don't think C.C. wants any part of her.
No, I don't think so. No. Well, is there an age cap on this?
You can't go if you've already finished ninth grade or if you're over 16.
So you can do it next year?
Mm-mm.
You will be out of ninth grade. That's right, because
if you finished, you can't be going into ninth. Can't be a ninth grader.
Okay, yeah. So you enter the ninth grade this year, it eliminates it for you. Are you done with your spelling bee stuff then?
Yes, sir.
Do you miss it? Because you've been pretty good here.
I guess I'll miss being able to go to the competitions, but I don't know. I just got glad that on my last year to go, I actually made it to the Nationals. So,
yeah. How many, you did you go up against, obviously when you won the state, how many students were you going up against there, and how did that work going through the levels and getting to the final?
There was about 53 students at the state or so, and so it was a lot more people than most of the people at the Nationals had, because most people had about at least five from their state, because they only had to win regionals, and they said that Alabama is one of the hardest to win because all the spellers are going up against each other for the state. So,
can you imagine being in class? I know you. I know your teacher did it. Mine did.
I think I won a spelling bee in sixth grade or something. Yeah, you know, in the class. That was it.
Yeah, so. The class. You know, yeah. Teacher had the class runner stand up, and we're going to have a class spelling bee. Can you imagine standing up, looking over there, and seeing her going, "I ain't got a chance. I'm done."
Yeah, I can imagine that. How many of those students would you say were a little bit weird at the Nationals?
About 90% of them.
Because you just come across as, you know, just a happy-go-lucky, just I don't study, I just spell, you know? I mean, I wonder how many of these kids it's really kind of been just taking over their life to win this thing.
Most of them spent about 5 or 6 hours a day at least studying, so...
Really? Mm. How much time did you put into it?
None.
You didn't study at all? Didn't go in the dictionary and just say, let's look at some words or nothing?
I read one book about how to spell, and that was all. Yeah. And then I just kind of put it on my bookshelf. Never thought about it till we left for Washington.
Wow.
So.
It's impressive. So we're really proud.
So you didn't see any boyfriend material up there?
No. They were 90%, all weird.
90%, Shane. There's a couple of few, you know, maybe there's a couple of chances there. Well, we're impressed. I think I remember, I know you were in one of those Missoula performances, and yes. I remember you did such a fine job. I was impressed. That was a couple years ago. Did you do it last year as well?
I didn't do it this past year.
Okay, it was a couple of years ago, so I didn't make last year.
It was last year, The Amazing Adventures of Robinson Crusoe.
Yeah, you did that. What are your plans? Where are you going to go from here? I mean, you're only going in the ninth grade, but do you have any ideas about your future?
Well, I want to go to college and be a neonatologist, so...
Spell it. That's all right. I was asking Shane too. Oh. What is a neonatologist?
They specialize in care for babies in the neonatal intensive care unit.
I kind of figured that neonatal is what you see in the hospital when a lady is giving birth to children. We've seen that a couple times. So, that'll be good. So you're going to be in the medical field?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Yes, and. We'll hope to have you in again maybe soon. You're a straight-A student, I'm sure, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we figured that. Yeah, it's easy. Comes easy for you.
Yes, sir.
Well, congratulations again on the state championship and competing at the Nationals. That's quite a feat. We're real proud of you, all of us in this area, I know.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Lindsay Zimmer.